A serious outbreak of insects which destroy canola crops led to record levels of spray plane activity in western Manitoba this summer. Tens of thousands of acres were sprayed from the air with pesticides in July and August. And now some people on the ground claim they became sick after being exposed to the spray. We hear the story from freelance reporter Larry Powell in Swan Valley.
These familiar yellow planes spent a lot of time dive-bombing crops this summer, spraying for Bertha armyworms near Roblin and Swan River. Lloyd and Donna Burkhart raise hogs and cattle on a small farm near Bozeman in the Swan Valley. They firmly believe the chemical Lors ban being applied from the air on a canola crop across the road made them all sick. Burkhart describes his yard as being in a fog when he went out one morning in early August to do his chores. He says a stiff breeze came up, and he was almost overcome by the strong fumes.
I started shaking and sweating, and I kind of was panicking, and I didn't know what, you know, how severe the symptoms would be, and I didn't know if I was going to make it actually to the house.
Burkhart says he rushed his wife and four children from the house to stay elsewhere for the next 2 days. That week, they together developed either nausea, vomiting, bloodshot eyes, headaches, or dizziness. Ken Cameron of Ken Kane Aerial Spraying in Minnedosa says it's possible people on the ground could have been exposed.
Certain things affect certain people differently, and I guess if the weather conditions are such that the fumes were blowing into his yard, that can affect him, and I'm not sure how you combat that.
An official of U.S.-based makers of Lors ban, Dow AgriSciences, says much more evidence is needed before any link can be proven between the incident involving the family and Lors ban. For CBC News, this is Larry Powell in the Swan Valley.
You can hear more on this story today on CBC's Radio Noon following the 12 o'clock news.